You're listening to the home of the Afropolitan, and it is the best tea in the city. Just a little over 30 minutes left of the show. My name is Sotumeya, standing in for Uncle T, who will be back again with you on Monday. So a little earlier on, we were talking about polyamory, and we're talking about polyandry as well, and also trying to figure out what the difference is between the two. And this was inspired by watching that show, Uthando Nesithembu, which is basically a show about a man in a polygamous marriage with his wives. It's a reality TV show. I'm sure you've seen it on Mzansi Magic, and basically the cameras follow him around and his wives and his family as well as they go about their day-to-day life. And we're trying to understand the inverse of that, if you want to call it that, which is polyandry as well as polyamory, which I suppose everybody in the relationship, my understanding, everybody in the relationship is allowed to kind of have other relationships. So as I was saying, my understanding of polyandry is the fact that, you know, in a relationship, it's not really a monogamous relationship in the traditional sense, where it's just like two people that are in a relationship. Here, it is a serious relationship, but it includes multiple partners. Eric, thank you very much for joining us. He is a polyandry analyst. Eric? Hi, how's it getting in yourself, Eric? So, Eric, please just explain to me just the basics, polyandry and being in a polyamorous relationship. What is the difference?
I'm going to start somewhere else. I'm going to start with monogamy.
Yes.
So monogamy comes from two Greek words meaning one marriage.
Mm.
Most people don't have one marriage.
Okay.
Most people either they get divorced and they get married again, or they have lots of relationships in their life, and then they get married, and maybe they stay married after that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the old days, monogamy meant one marriage for life. Now it means one marriage at a time.
Okay.
So what started happening is, you know, Sutu, human beings were born to have many lovers.
Mm.
We were born to do that. And so if we weren't, there wouldn't be so much cheating.
Mm.
But cheating is horrible. I mean, you're lying, you're cheating. You have to look at somebody in the face, and when they say, where were you last night, you have to lie, and that just destroys trust, and that destroys relationships.
Mm.
So now what people said, okay, is how can we be true to ourselves, be authentic human beings, and then still stay married or stay in a relationship? And so there's this concept of called ethical non-monogamy.
Okay.
And what does ethical mean? It just means I'm not going to lie to you.
Polyandry is?
No, I'm coming to that. So,
okay.
You know, I went to Las Vegas on a conference,
mm.
and my wife said, what happened in Vegas? And you're not supposed to ask that, Sutu.
Yes, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
No, but my wife didn't know that rule, so she said, what happened in Vegas? And so I had to tell her, I said, I kissed a girl in Vegas.
Mm.
And so that was me being honest, right? Now, for a lot of relationships, that is the end of the relationship.
Mm.
But what we decided to do was something different. We decided to say, okay, you want to kiss somebody else? Do you still love me? He says, of course I still love you. You're my wife. In fact, today is my wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. 14 years.
Mm.
So now we're going to tell each other the truth, right? And now it all comes out. I'm attracted to so-and-so. You know, she's attracted to Johnny Depp. I'm attracted to Angelina Jolie.
Mm.
You know how it goes.
Yeah.
And so how can we then explore that by still being ethical? And ethical means we're going to tell the truth.
Right.
Now, there's different ways of doing that. Some people, they go swinging. So they go to a club and they have sex with other people. Can I say the word sex on Kaya FM?
Yes, you can. Mm.
Fantastic. They go and they have sex at clubs with other people, but they don't catch feelings, right? They don't want to catch feelings because they think it will threaten their relationship.
Mm.
So it's just about the sex. Another way of having an ethical relationship is what we call polyamory.
Mm-hmm.
Polyamory is a Greek and Latin word. It means to love many people at once.
Okay.
So I can love my wife, and I can love somebody else. I've got three children. I can love child one and child two and child three.
And are these serious relationships? So, in other words, your relationship with your wife is obviously a very serious relationship. You're obviously married. And the relationship that's outside, is that also like a very serious relationship, or are those casual relationships?
It can be. So some people just have casual relationships, but you know what they say on the back of the taxis, you know, umuntu engwadi ungafundeki.
Yeah.
I think inhliziyo engwadi ungafundeki. You can't force love what you're going to do.
Mm.
So my wife and I have both had our hearts broken. We've had our hearts broken because the relationships get serious, because we're not here for fun and games.
Yeah.
We're not just here for the sex. We actually, I personally, I don't know about you, Sita, but I think that sex is better if you have an emotional connection with somebody.
I agree, yes.
All right, so now let's talk about polygamy and polyandry. So let's start with the good gami. Gami means marriage. So monogamy means one marriage.
Right.
Polygamy means many marriages.
Mm.
Now, mostly, when we think of polygamy, we think of one man and many
and
women.
And many wives, that's what, yeah.
Mm. That's istembu, right?
Right.
So we think of it like that. But and in fact, something stupid like 80% of cultures or 75% of cultures in the world are not monogamous.
Mm.
And most of those, 90% of the non-monogamous cultures have this idea of one man and many wives. And that setup is actually not called polygamy. It is called polygamy,
yeah.
But it's called polygyny, again from the Greek word gynekos, meaning mm-hmm. woman.
All right.
So we've got the word gynecologist, right?
Mm-hmm.
A gynecologist is somebody who studies women.
Mm.
Polygyny is exactly the same. It's many women.
Okay.
And polyandry is the other way, coming from the Greek word anthropos, meaning man. So we've got the word anthropology.
Yeah.
So polyandry means many men.
Okay.
And there are societies like in places like Nepal and Tibet.
I know in Nepal, there's actually a documentary that I once saw in Nepal where a woman was married to three brothers.
Mm.
Mm.
They have that. And then there's a culture in China called the Mosu. They have what they call walking marriages. That's actually quite a cool culture because the women control everything. They have the house, and the women and their sisters all and their mothers all stay in the house.
Yeah.
Any children belong to the house. The men have got nothing to do with it. And the way the houses work is that the doors are on the outside. So the men can come in or not if they want to. The woman can accept them into her house, into her bed.
Or not.
In the morning they leave. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows. Nobody has to know anything else about it.
So there's no issues of paternity and there's
correct.
No such issues, yeah.
You've hit your nail on the head there because after people invented farming, all of a sudden, people wanted to say, but my children are more special than other people's children.
Mm.
And the only way my children get to be special is if I control my wife.
Mm.
So we all have to control the women. And that's where the patriarchy began.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they've done some studies and they found that monogamous cultures started with the invention of the plow.
Mm.
They looked at cultures from Japan all the way through Europe when they invented farming. They started to invent and this idea of property. That's when they started to invent this idea of monogamy.
Mm. So, Eric, are there no issues of jealousy? So, and I'm bringing this back to maybe you and your wife. So now you are obviously married and you guys have a deep, meaningful relationship with your wife and you go outside and you have another relationship and obviously, you know, and you form another deep, meaningful contact. Are there no issues of jealousy? So say at that point, she hasn't found anyone at that point. Because I'm guessing it's not like a thing where you have to be with somebody every single time. So say she hasn't, so there's no issues of jealousy or it's just an understanding that this is, you know, this is how our society works.
Met somebody last week, right?
Yeah.
She's got a very successful business.
Yeah.
I'm very jealous of her.
Okay.
I also want that business.
Mm.
So there's in fact two ways of looking at jealousy. There's we call it jealousy, but in fact, there's two things that are going on there. The one is called envy. That means I want something that you've got.
Right.
You drive a nice car, I want that car that you've got. In the Bible, they call that coveting.
Mm.
They said you must not covet your neighbor's donkey or your neighbor's wife. I mean,
your neighbor's
think that a wife is just, to think that a wife is actually a possession of somebody is a bit rude. But anyway, so that's envy. That's when I want something that somebody else has got.
Mm.
But then there's also jealousy. Jealousy is insecurity, basically.
Mm.
I think I should have it, and I don't have it, because I'm insecure. So I'll tell you how to undo jealousy. And this is something, you know, when my wife meets somebody new, sometimes she's very excited. It's very exciting falling in love, Sutu.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've got the butterflies, you know what I mean? It's
yes.
a lot more exciting than being in a stable relationship for 14 years and you know everything about each other.
Well, it's exciting. So then what will happen is one of us will go and we'll be very excited. And we want to talk about that person all the time, right?
Exactly.
Because it's exciting.
Mm.
And then sometimes I'll say to my wife, I'll say, are you going to leave me for this guy?
Mm.
Because that's where the jealousy comes from.
Mm.
The jealousy comes from, you're going to take something away from me that I think is mine.
Mm.
But you know what, Sutu, we in South Africa, we banned slavery in 1833.
Yeah.
My wife is not mine.
Mm.
She's got her own body. She's got her own mind. She can do what she wants with it. It's hers. It's not mine.
Mm.
I don't actually have the right to say you are not allowed. I don't have the right to say you're not allowed to do something.
Mm.
It's her choice. It's her life. It's her body. She must do what she wants to do. It's got nothing to do with me, right?
All right. So I understand. So that's what it's about. It's about all of us in the relationship being able to control ourselves and also being secure enough in our partnership or in our relationship to know that, you know, there shouldn't be anything that can shake us. Right?
Exactly. And that's very interesting what you said there, Sutu, because sometimes there are things that can shake us. That is why when people go swinging, they get worried and they don't allow. Sometimes somebody will say, we only swing with new people. We will never swing with the same couple
so
twice.
So you don't get that attachment.
Because you don't get the attachment. Because they are worried that attachment will threaten their relationship. And what we have found is that it doesn't. Mm. What we have found is it brings us closer.
Mm.
Because now we can talk about things. Now we can talk about deep things.
Mm.
We can talk about what is it about you that I love.
Mm.
I can go out with somebody with, you know, a bigger breasts or with longer hair or something. Am I dating my wife because of her hair?
Mm.
Am I dating this other woman because of something about her body?
Mm.
That doesn't make any sense. And I'll tell you what, Sutu, and I'm embarrassed to say this, it's made me a better human being, and it's made me a better husband, and it's made me a better father, and it's made me a better partner.
All right.
Because I can't take it for granted. I can't think, I'm married, I can go out, I can drink all night, I can come back at 2 o'clock in the morning and my wife will still be there.
Because you know she's got options.
Why, boy, she's got options.
She's got options.
And some of those guys, some of the guys she's found, she was going out with a doctor. A really nice guy, a lovely guy.
Yeah.
I was threatened by this guy. He's young, he's energetic. You know, Janet says he's got skills.
Yeah. So he's all right.
So I say, listen, are you going to leave me for this guy? And she said, no, don't be silly.
Yeah.
But sometimes they will leave you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's right to be jealous.
And I suppose that is where the danger is. But unfortunately, Eric, we're going to have to cut this conversation short because we're just running out of time. But this has been most educational, just to understand.
One thing, polyamory.co.za, please.
Yes. Is that
polyamory.co.za? And we've also got a Facebook group. We've got a social every month, on the last Tuesday of the month, called Poly Cocktails.
Mm.
You can look us up on Facebook. Have a lovely day, Sutu. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for your time, Eric.
Okie dokie.
Thank you. So that was Eric Vigi, who is a polyandry analyst, and he's just talking about polyamory and polyandry as well, and the different communities that exist. So because monogamy is not the only option, there are people out there who choose to live their lives in many other different ways. 95.9.